Hi, this is Coach Gord from Victoria, BC, and this is my podcast on health, fitness, life, and business. Thanks for joining me. Today's topic is on why fitness, and I want to kind of break some of the stereotypes of fit people. For those who maybe haven't started exercising yet or haven't discovered the value of being strong yet, I want to make exercise more accessible to those who don't necessarily see it as a viable option for themselves, or maybe they don't necessarily see the benefits or haven't felt the benefits yet. I think that's really big, is the feelings that we get from fitness. I've been a coach for a long time, and every week I meet at least with a handful of new people, and most times when they come in, they don't know why fitness. They don't know why they want to work out or get stronger. Usually it's because they've seen something in the media that kind of triggers them to go out and do something. They've walked past a magazine stand and seen a ripped dude on the front cover, and you know, we hold that in high regard, that person has worked very hard to get that. But what's the reason for it? Like, why, when we were passing by the magazine stand, did we look at that thing? Why didn't we just look at the Home and Garden magazine instead and figure out how to plant sunflower seeds and grow a great garden? What was the thing that caught your eye about the fitness magazine? And probably the person on that cover is quite obscure in comparison to most people. That's going to be the probably top 1% or even smaller, that model that you're seeing on the cover, as well as all the other magazines that you passed by. But a lot of the time, that fit, attractive model that's on the front of the magazine is expressing some sort of power, right? It gives you the feeling of being powerful, to be strong, and not only powerful, but capable. And I think that's something that we can all relate to, is being capable, or more than capable, of the tasks that come up in day-to-day, and not just physically, but also mentally. There's a lot of shit that comes up in our days, stresses that we need to be able to deal with, and exercise and going to the gym is a great way of learning how to deal with these stressors. The lessons that we learn in the gym, the reps and the sets, and the time, and the days, and the weeks, and the years of putting in practice so that we get stronger, is exactly what makes us tougher and makes us more resilient as humans. Those lessons are so important, and it's actually one of the easiest ways to learn those lessons without having to make big life mistakes. You can make tons of mistakes in the gym, and nobody really cares. You know, I think the biggest fear is that people are going to end up on some sort of YouTube epic fails video for doing some piece of machinery the wrong way, and that's just not really the case, you know, unless your friends are videoing you at the gym for the first time. But that's not the environment that most gyms are welcoming. You know, every gym is a place where you can learn. People come to learn every day, not only just to learn how to move, but to learn things about themselves, right? How hard they're willing to push, how consistent they're willing to be, what sort of things in your life stop you from going to the gym. Where is your priority of showing up? Do you need accountability from somebody else? Do you work best in groups? Do you work best on your own? Are you the type of person who feels awesome when they wake up before everybody else in the morning? That's a powerful feeling too, is to be up before everybody else and to have already done something for you before your whole day even started. Imagine the first thing that you did every day was for yourself and to create a better you. I think that's what we're all looking for, is we're looking for a feeling of pride, a feeling of being capable, and a feeling of knowing that whatever comes up during our day, our week, our month, our year, is that we're going to be capable of handling it, both physically and mentally, because we've already taken ourselves through those types of things. whether it be with guidance from a trainer, or maybe we stepped into the gym and we're super brave and gave it a go for the first time by ourselves. So I want you to think about those things. When what are the feelings that you're after in your life that you could get from the gym? And know that that is the safest place possible to learn the lessons that you need to know, right? The feelings associated with it. The feelings for me, the feelings that I look for, I look to be able to manage my stress through exercise. I also like to be able to perform very well. I like to be able to perform a variety of activities at a very high level. And by keeping generally fit, that's what makes me the happiest. I like to be able to go rock climbing when my buddy asks me to. And I like to be able to maybe do a sprint triathlon, even though I don't have the bike for it to keep up. I want to be able to do a 5K or 10K race, or be able to play Ultimate Frisbee and not feel like a total noob every time I step into doing something. I want to feel capable to be able to at least participate, and to know that I can go and have fun with whatever activity it is that my friends are doing that day. And then more in the future, that if someday when I have kids, I'm able to keep up with them. I'm able to play the sports, and I'm able to teach them and coach them through the same lessons that I learned, and to be able to understand what they're going through by having these really cool physical experiences. Right? For myself as a trainer, I try and build that piece, the awareness around what we're actually doing. The awareness is so key, and actually learning the lessons, and that's what I do as a trainer, is I build the awareness of the lesson that you're learning in the moment so that you can grasp it and become better at it faster than everybody else. My key role is in helping you learn faster than you possibly could on your own, or with somebody else. Cool. And I'll leave you guys with that today. Think about the feelings that you want and that you get from exercise. And think about the feelings that you want but don't know how to get yet. And I think if you're one of those people who don't regularly go to the gym, don't have a physical practice, think about something that you can do. Join a team, join a running club, go find a trainer, join a gym. Find that thing that gets you physically active, that prepares you for the future, and helps you to become your best self. Thanks for joining me today. Hi, this is Coach Gord from Victoria, BC, and this is my podcast on health, fitness, life, and business. Thanks for joining me. Today's topic is on why fitness, and I want to kind of break some of the stereotypes of fit people, for those who maybe haven't started exercising yet, or haven't discovered the value of being strong yet. I want to make exercise more accessible to those who don't necessarily see it as a viable option for themselves, or maybe they don't necessarily see the benefits or haven't felt the benefits yet. I think that's really big, is the feelings that we get from fitness. I've been a coach for a long time, and every week I meet at least with a handful of new people. And most times when they come in, they don't know why fitness. They don't know why they want to work out or get stronger. Usually it's because they've seen something in the media that kind of triggers them to go out and do something. They've walked past a magazine stand and seen a ripped dude on the front cover, and you know, we hold that in high regard, that person has worked very hard to get that. But what's the reason for it? Like, why, when we were passing by the magazine stand, did we look at that thing? Why didn't we just look at the Home and Garden magazine instead and figure out how to plant sunflower seeds and grow a great garden? What was the thing that caught your eye about the fitness magazine? And probably the person on that cover is quite obscure in comparison to most people. That's going to be the probably top 1%, or even smaller, that model that you're seeing on the cover, as well as all the other magazines that you passed by. But a lot of the time, that fit attractive model that's on the front of the magazine is expressing some sort of power, right? It gives you the feeling of being powerful, to be strong, and not only powerful but capable. And I think that's something that we can all relate to, is being capable or more than capable of the tasks that come up in day to day, and not just physically, but also mentally. There's a lot of shit that comes up in our days, stresses that we need to be able to deal with. And exercise and going to the gym is a great way of learning how to deal with these stressors. The lessons that we learn in the gym, the reps and the sets and the time and the days and the weeks and the years of putting in practice so that we get stronger, is exactly what makes us tougher and makes us more resilient as humans. Those lessons are so important, and it's actually one of the easiest ways to learn those lessons without having to make big life mistakes. You can make tons of mistakes in the gym, and nobody really cares. You know, I think the biggest fear is that people are going to end up on some sort of YouTube epic fails video for doing some piece of machinery the wrong way, and that's just not really the case, you know, unless your friends are videoing you at the gym for the first time. But that's not the environment that most gyms are welcoming. You know, every gym is a place where you can learn. People come to learn every day, not only just to learn how to move, but to learn things about themselves, right? How hard they're willing to push, how consistent they're willing to be, what sort of things in your life stop you from going to the gym? Where is your priority of showing up? Do you need accountability from somebody else? Do you work best in groups? Do you work best on your own? Are you the type of person who feels awesome when they wake up before everybody else in the morning? That's a powerful feeling too, is to be up before everybody else and to have already done something for you before your whole day even started. Imagine the first thing that you did every day was for yourself and to create a better you. I think that's what we're all looking for, is we're looking for a feeling of pride, a feeling of being capable, and a feeling of knowing that whatever comes up during our day, our week, our month, our year, is that we're going to be capable of handling it both physically and mentally, because we've already taken ourselves through those types of things. Whether it be with guidance from a trainer, or maybe we stepped into the gym and we're super brave and gave it a go for the first time by ourselves. So I want you to think about those things. When what are the feelings that you're after in your life that you could get from the gym? And know that that is the safest place possible to learn the lessons that you need to know. Right? The feelings associated with it. The feelings for me, the feelings that I look for, I look to be able to manage my stress through exercise. I also like to be able to perform very well. I like to be able to perform a variety of activities at a very high level. And by keeping generally fit, that's what makes me the happiest. I like to be able to go rock climbing when my buddy asks me to, and I like to be able to maybe do a sprint triathlon, even though I don't have the bike for it to keep up. I want to be able to do a 5K or 10K race, or be able to play ultimate frisbee and not feel like a total noob every time I step into doing something. I want to feel capable to be able to at least participate, and to know that I can go and have fun with whatever activity it is that my friends are doing that day. And then more in the future, that if someday when I have kids, I'm able to keep up with them. I'm able to play the sports, and I'm able to teach them and coach them through the same lessons that I learned, and to be able to understand what they're going through by having these really cool physical experiences. Right? For myself as a trainer, I try and build that piece, the awareness around what we're actually doing. The awareness is so key in actually learning. The awareness is so key in actually learning the lessons, and that's what I do as a trainer, is I build the awareness of the lesson that you're learning in the moment so that you can grasp it and become better at it faster than everybody else. My key role is in helping you learn faster than you possibly could on your own or with somebody else. Cool. And I'll leave you guys with that today. Think about the feelings that you want and that you get from exercise. And think about the feelings that you want but don't know how to get yet. And I think if you're one of those people who don't regularly go to the gym, don't have a physical practice, think about something that you can do. Join a team, join a running club, go find a trainer, join a gym. Find that thing that gets you physically active, that prepares you for the future, and helps you to become your best self. Thanks for joining me today.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.